Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Have you always wanted to just reach your fullest potential, but sometimes wondered even what your potential was? Or perhaps you've wondered, oh, if only I had someone to believe in me, someone who could help me go to that next level, someone who could help me define even who I am and what I carry. Well, today's guest is going to help you reach that place. And it's Charity Bradshaw. And Charity, I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank
I love
you.
Your heart and your mission. And
Thank
wonderful
you.
To have you here in the studio today.
Awesome. Well, I'm here to share the good news that anyone can do this. Anyone can have an impact, no matter what stage of life you're in, where you're at. You can choose to pick up your purpose and run with it.
Now, over the last few years, or maybe even the last just couple years, you've become a very prolific author. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm seeing either articles being sent out by you or a new book, and we've got three of them here.
Yes.
This one is She Leads, Me, Myself, and Why, and I'm going to have you share about each one of these in a moment, and money-wise. Now,
Yes. The
reason I'm acknowledging these books right now is because you just launched into it. You sat down, started sharing the things that are in your heart so that they could be a blessing to other people. And you're a woman I know who dreams big, who sees potential, who wants to see other people reach their potential.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your own journey and how you came to be such a prolific believer, woman of God, woman on the front lines.
Yes. Well, I mean, as you may know, and as those of you at home may know, I am the granddaughter of Charles and Frances Hunter. I'm the daughter of Joan Hunter. And I've been around ministry my whole life, and there were parts of it that were not attractive to me, and I didn't want to step into that for a while because of some of the costs that I had seen growing up, and I only thought that it was an all or nothing commitment to ministry, like you're either in it or you're in a secular job, and I didn't really see how the two worlds could meet. And I was living in Nashville with my husband and my four children. I had a very successful stylist business. I was very comfortable. We had a great church. And then God began to whisper to me, there's more. And I was like, wait, life is really good right now. there's more should be when it's bad and awful and when I don't want, I don't like my life. But you're telling me there's more. You're wanting me to change when things are really good.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You just mentioned that you heard God whisper to you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that some of you viewers, maybe that's new language to you. And you might be wondering, how does God whisper? So how was it that he spoke to you? Like, did you hear an audible voice or was it internal? Or
truthfully, I could just say it began with a discontentment. I was already teaching at my church. I taught a money class for about 9 years because I love to see people able to do their dreams, and it usually takes money. And so I was teaching this class, and there's usually about 30 or 40 per semester, and I looked out and I saw all these empty seats, and I was just like, I could take this to another level, but I didn't see how with my current demands of my stylist business. And it took me agreeing with the purpose of there is more and agreeing with what I was going to be leaving to step into my next. And it was like a birth, it was like actually going into labor for my next step. And
so was it like internal nudges that just never let you go?
Yes, it was. I basically said it was like
coming
a
back
voice
again.
That kept on talking, saying there is more. And once I agreed, I felt all the inner resistance leave. once I agreed. It was all that fighting that made it feel like resistance. But once I agreed to be in alignment with that divine purpose inside of me. And would you believe, Patricia, that 1 year ago, I did not have one of these books.
1 year ago?
One year.
I knew it was soon, but yeah. 1 year ago, that's amazing. I have a word for someone who's watching now, and maybe for a number of you, that you were relating to Charity as she was saying that there was this wrestle going on. And there's some of you, you've been wrestling, and there's power when you say yes. When you say yes, it puts God into motion. And so some of you are going to be, even by the end of this program, you're going to be saying yes to what God's been showing you. Now, you said yes.
Now, let me tell you, there were thoughts that were going through my mind of, well, I've got all this, you know, backstory that may not play into, you know, being a, you know, ministry person. Like, what if this comes out or that comes out or whatever? And so I didn't feel qualified. And then God began to show me that I was actually qualified with my mess, with my imperfections. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I want to encourage you is that you, it doesn't, that what has happened in the past is your message, is your story. And there are people in this world that need to know that you can make it through those things, not get stuck and set up camp in that pain, but literally move through that. I mean, my family, my husband and I have been through, we've lost a baby. We've put him through full-time school. I mean, lots of difficult things. We've moved across country twice, things that require a lot of courage, a lot of strength, a lot of bravery. And we are more in love. We are following our dreams. And that's something that you can do too. It's just, you have to agree, you have to accept, and then you have to step into the action required for those plans.
So often when God does speak to us initially and those thoughts are coming and the potential is there, then we use this little word called but. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but this, but what about this, but what about that? And but what about this circumstance? And but what about my age? And what about my, you know, Absolutely. Life the way it is right now? And we kind of have to get rid of those buts, don't we?
Yeah, I call it just like the inner resistance or the self-limiting beliefs. That's a new big phrase, is your self-limiting beliefs, like things that you are putting in your own way, your own roadblocks that you're setting up, saying, well, I can't because I'm a mom, or I can't because I'm a caregiver. I can't because I've got to have this corporate job, or I can't because I'm a woman. And it's like, those are your obstacles that you have placed there, because I can give you an example of someone who had all those same things and has chosen to overcome. And that's exactly why I wrote my book, She Leads, is I picked women of different race, of different physical abilities. Some were handicapped, some had mental struggles, some came from riches, some were broke, and they all decided that they could do something extraordinary with their ordinary life.
I love it. So that's She Leads. Now, was this the first of the three that you wrote?
That was my middle baby.
That was your middle baby, She Leads. And great job. And, you know, I've read through this this book, and there's so many encouraging words in there. And the foreword's by Marilyn Hickey, which is also this amazing woman on the front lines. And she's in her, definitely her senior years, and carrying so much oil, so much fragrance in the Lord. Mm-hmm. She's finishing strong and just running, you know.
And I don't see any signs of stopping with that one.
There isn't. And she's still out in the nations and everything. And she's written the foreword to your book, and she loves you, and it's, and it's awesome. And you've got a great message there.
Yeah.
So tell me, Charity, like, how did you come to think that you should start writing?
Well, coming from grandparents who wrote over 70 books, I think my mom's getting ready to put out number 17 or 14, 15, 16, 17 are coming out very soon. I love to write. I have a passion for communication, and I have a passion for making it accessible to people who may feel like some books are written over their head. I like to write very plainly. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you can grasp. And I have people that come, they buy my books and they're like, I read it last night. And I'm like, is that good that you read it so fast? But they're like, it was so simple and it made sense. And I was able to take away so many things. And that's my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to feel that they can't access the information that I share, that they have a purpose that they can achieve right now.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, we were talking in the green room before we came out here, and you had mentioned about how you really feel it's important for everybody to write this story.
Yes.
And so why don't you share with us a little bit about that?
Well, secretly, I believe that when we decide to put our story or our genius or our message into print, that it becomes a catalyst. If you want to know how to get yourself excited about your next step, write a book, because then you're going to be holding it going, now what? now, I mean, then you begin to realize somebody needs this. This is for somebody. My life, my pain, my growth can matter in somebody else's life. I love the fact that these books will be here after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. My words, my heart, the message that God has placed inside of me, my children will have, my grandchildren will have, the world will have. They are permanent. They have legacy. And that's one of my top motivators is impact, family, legacy, freedom, all these things. And that's why I have designed these to say, hey, if you don't know who you are, I've got a book called Me, Myself, and Why. We can dial into your purpose, your unique strengths, and the action steps that you can take to live a life based on who God designed you to be. Then I've got She Leads that says, well, I'm not sure how I can be extraordinary because I feel so ordinary. Well, then I've got examples, over 30 daily little bites that have scriptures, mm-hmm. that have inspirational quotes, and just a little story of someone who decided to be brave. That's one of my favorite words right now, mm-hmm. is just being brave. Sometimes starting something new means that you call upon something inside of you and it actually feeds your soul. I believe so many of us are soul like deprived or they have this deficiency because we've not done those brave things. And the verse that God has placed on my heart right now is, beloved above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, mm-hmm. as your soul prospers. But if we do all these other things that are not in alignment with the purpose and the values, mm-hmm. that God's given us, it doesn't feed our soul.
That's right.
It feeds our bank account. It may feed our mind, but our soul is, mm-hmm. starving. And these little brave steps of, mm-hmm. walking into your purpose are the soul food that keep you going and that motivate you. And oftentimes your area of ministry or your area of sharing your message comes from a place that seems effortless to you. Because God designed it to be that way. He said, my yoke is easy. Mm-hmm. He wants us to work from a place of grace and ease. Things that we would give away for free, information that we would share for free.
Yeah.
He's placed that inside of us to give to other people. He didn't create any one of us complete.
Yeah.
We were designed to need community and to need each other.
Well, that's awesome. One of the things I notice about your teaching and your books too is it's very practical, mm-hmm. but you're really big on application,
yes.
like not just listening to a message, but because so often like people will come into a conference, let's say, and they'll hear all the great messages, but if they don't apply it, they're back the next year to the same conference,
yeah.
with no change, with
Absolutely.
No transformation. But in your mentoring of people and your dealing with people, you've been encouraging them, exhorting them to act on what they know.
Yes. One of my biggest passions is to be an activator, to be a catalyst, to cause the environment to change, the climate to change, and to be a person that says, do it. You know, a lot of my clients give me permission to just give them the kick where they need it to get them to continue to move. I'm a motivator. And that doesn't often mean just give you a pep rally, but it means I'm going to give you the words. I'm going to reflect to you your situation until you change it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you exactly the pain that you're deciding to stay in,
yeah.
unless you do something about it, unless you move. And I'm telling you, nothing silences that nasty little voice inside our head of self-doubt and of just like nagging at you, like action. Action silences, mm-hmm. that voice. Doing it silences that voice. So yes, I'm very much like, let's move out of the nest, honey. Let's go. Let's learn to fly. Let's move.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you are like a blogger, or at least you write articles and send them out through email.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell our people how they can get on that email list?
Absolutely. I would love to continue this conversation with you. Join me. Go to my Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/CharityBradshawInc. Or you can visit my website, which is charitybradshaw.com, and you'll be very surprised at how fast a little button that pops up says, join this, want to know more. And I promise you, I don't spam, but I do like to send you important, helpful words that I feel like God gives me. And I get over and over the response of, this was just in time. I needed this right now. And I'm here to encourage you, partner with you, and offer you the support that you may need to get from where you are to where you want to be.
I love that about your heart. And I love this younger generation like yourself rising up and taking your place and taking the lead to make a difference in people's lives, which ultimately will change the world. And so I'm just so grateful. And by the way, I get her emails and they're very good. They're awesome articles. They're very encouraging. And so I just highly recommend you to get connected because it'll bless you. You know, I want to go back to how you were saying about the books and about the books that your grandparents wrote and your mom has written and now you are writing. And it was a number of years ago now, I think it was in the year 2000 or something like that. I hadn't written any books, and the Holy Spirit told me to write a book. He spoke to my heart, and he said, I want you to write a book. He told me what the subject was. And my response, my right away response was, but God, I'm not an author. And he said, but I am.
Yeah.
I authored I authored the scriptures, yeah, and I am the author and the finisher of your, yeah, faith. And he said, if you will ask for an author's anointing, I will give it to you. And I just feel like there's some of you, awesome, right now that's all you have to do, because you're being invited to write your book. And don't think it has to be perfect. My first one, oh my gosh, you know, it was, you know, all over the place, but it broke a membrane. It broke, yes, a membrane open. Sometimes all you have to do is act on that one initiative, even if it's just something small, and you can always get people to edit it and stuff like that. But after that first book, it opened this realm of writing. And someone had asked me just a number of months ago now, maybe about six months ago, they said, Patricia, how many books have you written? And I thought, I honestly don't know. And so I went and started counting them. And there was 38 books. I couldn't hardly believe it. I thought, wow. But it's from that anointing.
Yeah.
And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I loved right now, Charity, about books is you don't even have to put them in paper print, yeah, anymore. Just stick them up on the internet, you, yeah, know, offer them for free download. Sometimes I write a book, like I did one, Eyes and Wings, and I just send it out for free to whoever wanted it. And same with Arise Magazine, for free, whoever, mm-hmm, wants it, you know. And it just gets the word out. I think Arise Magazine on our very first distribution was over 300,000 people opened that.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow, you know, and I didn't have to print it. I didn't have to put it in print, but it's still up there today. Anyone who wants to read it can read it. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, don't let the buts get in the way. Just say yes. You know, mm-hmm, that word yes is, yeah, so important. Even Mary, mother of Jesus, she had to say yes.
Yep, she did agree. There,
you know, God offered her an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And she finally had to come and say, be it done unto me according to your word. And then as soon as she said her yes, God kicked in.
Yes.
So what are some examples in your life where you've said yes and God kicked in?
Well, the first one was agreeing with God to move from Nashville to Houston, where I had access. You know, my mom was ready to help me move into more speaking dates and introduce me to people. But it meant that I gave up, you know, a very, like I said, comfortable lifestyle, a church that loved me, friends, great business, you know, my kids' friends, our home, all those things. But saying yes, it was a difficult choice, but it was an immediate reward of, okay, I'm going to take you here. It's going to take a process, take a journey. But I mean, I wouldn't be here with you. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have these books, to be honest. I mean, I could have been writing, but the speed at which they came,
right.
God said, move and I'll accelerate. That's exactly what he said. He's,
whoa,
like, you can do this.
That's a word for someone right now.
He's like, you can do this at your pace of
come
availability
on.
In Nashville, but if you move and step right into the soil that I have ready for you, this will accelerate.
Wow. Charity, that's a specific, yeah, word for someone. You hear that word, move and I will accelerate. God is asking someone who's watching this program right now to move on something. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it anymore. He's saying move on it, and you know who you are. If you do, it will accelerate like that. You'll be amazed at what he does through you.
Yes.
So what else have you said yes to that you notice this intervention of God kick in and just see him move you into a new experience, new encounters?
I mean, just to be completely honest, one of the things that I had to do, because I'm a believer in impact. I'm a believer in getting this word to as many people as possible, helping people become authors. And one of the things that I had to say yes to was investing in myself and getting the support that I needed to learn how to speak directly to people, mm-hmm, that have these desires. And so I said, you know, oftentimes my husband has to come and help nudge me into things that require me to spend money on myself and on my learning. Not that I feel bad about myself, but just, you know, when you got a family, you sit there
There's
and weigh out everything. Yeah,
exactly.
You're just like, okay, is this in line with our values and our priorities? And he said, honey, he was like, you need this. And so I said yes. I clicked the button to pay, and there went thousands of dollars from us to my coach. And I'm telling you, since I said yes to that, God has honored that investment, that relationship, and the work that we are putting in to develop this business, because I I can't meet everyone I want to meet and need to meet in person at meetings. God has not called me to live out of a suitcase just yet. I'm not saying never, but right now he said, be a family, be a mom. And, but I also want to have impact. And so I've asked God very specifically, show me how I can have impact, how I can be with my family, how I can have time freedom, and how I can make income. I mean, I'm a firm believer that God has called us to acquire resources to fund kingdom purpose.
Yeah.
So I am designed, I am hardwired to make money. Mm-hmm. And so God, show me how I can take this and implement this in a way where I am well leveraged and have huge impact, but I'm still able to have my family value, my family mountain, you know, lived well. And he was like, he introduced me to a friend from college who has a very successful business in helping people do what I want to do. And that relationship has just taken off, has blossomed, and God has already started opening up doors. And one of the things that I do actually is I have a coaching series on how to write your book, how to get it out of your head and onto the page in 90 days or less.
Wow.
He's shown me this very simple process, but the biggest thing that people need, yet they often deny themselves, is the support of accountability. I know that, I mean, we don't have trainers for nothing, right? We need somebody to make us do it. And so I have a program that helps you over that 90-day course get that stuff out of your head and onto the page, into your hand. And there's a powerful transformation that happens when you hold your manuscript in your hand.
And I just want to encourage those of you that have a message in your heart, you have your life story, testimony, something that you want to share with the world, take that course. Take it. It'll help you get all the keys that you need.
You can be
anywhere.
It's
beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can just probably
get virtually. It's offered virtually.
And they can go to your website and get that. Mm-hmm. Now, your book, Money-Wise, does this have, because you mentioned before that you're committed to prosperity, and we should be, because there's no one broke in heaven.
Right.
God is a God of abundance. He wants us to live in abundance so that we can bless the world around us as well as live comfortably ourselves. And so does that book cover some of that? We just have a minute or so
Absolutely.
Left,
the biggest thing that I want people to understand with where I stand on money is why. It's knowing why you have these resources and why we are meant to live a life that's, people go, I want that. I want what you've got. Mm-hmm. Tell me more. And if we are broken down, I mean, nobody wants that. But if you're doing well and if you're able to make a difference in money, but the reason for this book is I call it a smart, simple plan to manage your money to fuel your dreams. I have not met a dream that didn't require resources. Mm-hmm. So this is the book that you need if you're having trouble with the resource side.
Right on. Charity, it's been awesome just spending time with you today
and
introducing you to the world, introducing you to my world, and to my friends out there. I just love what God is doing in the body of Christ. Can I have you pray over our viewers and just pray a blessing for them to come up into the fullness of all that God wants for them?
Absolutely. God, I thank you right now for pricking the hearts that have been just so burdened with the shame of not having been brave, not having taken those initial steps, maybe years ago that you told them that they felt in their heart, take this step, and then they didn't because they felt like they needed to be safe or needed to be secure, and there was some risk involved, but you were going to be right there. God, I thank you for redeeming the time between when you spoke that word initially and right now and accelerating their steps into your purpose. God, I thank you for courage. I thank you for resources. I thank you for them reaching out to get the support that they need from those that offer it, that there is no shame in needing help in meeting your destiny that you have given each of us individually. God, I thank you for courage to step into owning their voice and their message. I thank you that they will be brave, that they will be strong, that they will be courageous, and also be able to function exactly where they need to be in their homes, in their work, that you've not called them to get out of alignment, but more to be even in better alignment with you through agreeing with your purpose. God, I thank you for blessing this ministry, blessing this house, and for carrying the message even further to right where you are at in your home.
Amen.
Thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you so
much.
I want to thank you for joining us today. And I want you to know also that my heart is to see, especially women, but men too, mentored into the fullness fullness of what you can be in God. So oftentimes we have mentoring days where you can just hang out here for a whole day or two sometimes, and we have lunch together and just, you know, spend time interacting, Q&A. And if you can't make it in person, we have, you know, everything on webcast. Almost every one that we do, you can register by webcast and join in. This is the kind of day that we are living in this hour. And also, once a month, I host Patricia King Live with a whole bunch of different personalities and people that are carrying the message of God in all kinds of different areas. And I want you to join us. It's just free for everyone. You can pass it on to your friends, you know, all the news about it, and just log on. In fact, Charity's one of our guests, and Katie Sousa and Joan Hunter are guests, and we've had Lou Engel and James Gall and many others, and we archive all those messages. So if you go to patriciakinglive.com, you can find out more about us, or go on patriciaking.com and just find out more about the ministry and about how you can get involved and be mentored and be empowered and be taught. Amen. So I have a prophetic word right now for someone just as we're wrapping up. You're a woman and you're 63 years of age, and there's been some changes in your life in this last little while, I'd say in the last 8 months, and you have been devastated or numbed, maybe would be a better word, by these circumstances. But the Lord says to you, there is so much life ahead of you and so much for you to do. So don't waste your sorrows, but just leave kind of that baggage behind and go on, because the best is yet to come and your latter days are greater than the former. So God bless you all. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time. God tonight is commissioning you with a mantle. This company of women is going to be raised up and seen in the earth, and you will be marked.
You're about to experience the fire of God in a purifying way.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement.
All of the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the living God.
To ignite faith and destiny across the globe.
God is looking for some people who will say, God, I am ready. He is looking for you.
Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacy Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Sousa, founder James Gall, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone here tonight that identifies with this great company of women?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today, May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front lines.
God has a plan to set the nations in order, and you're part of that plan.
Draw your sword. I say you have fought too long with the shield of faith. Now draw the sword and enforce the word.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?